you know, like that. That ushy, ushy, gushy.
Ew, ushy, gushy, gushy, gushy.
Ooh, you know, like that. Ooh, wait, oh, wait.
Come here, let me just love on you, gushy, ushy.
Yes, that heart chakra. Oh, yes. We are going to dive in to the heart chakra. And, you know, it's like when you get to that spot where it feels good.
Oh, yeah.
It's the heart. That's what feels good. Y'all, I was just having a whole conversation in my head before we started this podcast. And I was just sitting here talking. And poor Christy's just like sitting here just trying to like hold space. And I'm just having a whole conversation. But anyways, here we are. The heart chakra. And I have been looking forward to when you kind of get to break out of... You know, I get to dive into the heart, and that's like my bread and butter. You know?
Yes, I know.
But you love that heart, too?
I do. I mean, I do love that heart, too, girl. I do. Yes. Right.
And this week has been fascinating and beautiful for us.
Yes, it has been.
I mean, we had, like, what it felt like come, like, for me, at least, it was feeling like hell. Like, it was hell week. My solar plexus is hell week for me because that's one of my, like, that's one of the spots for me that I have neglected to truly sit with my shadow in.
I know, bro, me too. So, yeah.
I mean, like, it was like that meme where that girl's like, it's like, me choking out who's spending my money, and it's the girl, like, she's choking out her shadow. Oh, it's me.
It's me.
Right. So that was my solar plexus was, it's me. Okay. So I was coming out of the depths of hell. And so really going into the heart, I was like, finally, like, I'm about to cannonball into this bitch.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's what it felt like for me, you know. I was really dealing with a lot of my shadow shit. How was your solar plexus? Like, did it feel like shadow shit to you that was, like, coming to light?
Yeah. I think for me, like, my solar plexus, it was just so... I had to let go, like, a lot of the guilt and the resentment and just come out and get into my heart space and just show the love and know who I am. So, yeah.
Yeah, because we know who we are and we doubt ourselves a lot on who we are. We somehow sometimes seem like we need some kind of validation or reassurance or something.
Yes, for sure.
Even though we know.
Right.
We know. Mm-hmm. So it's nice when you come out of sitting in the dark parts of you. It's nice to come out of it and be able to go to the heart where we know we are abundant there. So we're leaving the solar plexus and coming into the heart. And for me personally, I was making some really big moves very quietly and allowing myself to believe that I was worthy enough to make these big life changes that tested me. And with that being the case, you were right there along with me the mm-hmm. whole way, and I'm very grateful.
Thank you.
That you had a plan and you was like, we about to do this and this and this. And I was like, I'm on it. I'm with you. And we, you know, went to the library and we did some things there. And then I was able to make this huge transition in my career. And here we are. I am at my new job and I'm loving it. You know, I haven't been there for very long. It's all brand new, but it feels like what I've been manifesting.
Right. You feel the love.
Yeah. I feel seen.
Mm-hmm. I feel well respected. I feel everything's very equally balanced here. Nice. Everybody has their part.
Nice.
To the puzzle. We all put in the work. And so I really, really, I'm excited to be where I am. And what's so funny is that, like, I wrote down to the T, you know, to the T what I needed.
Yeah. That's what you call manifesting.
And it's literally what I wrote down.
That's what you call manifesting.
I was
creator
just
of your own reality.
And it's like, hello, aligned.
Uh-huh.
And it was alignment. And I was like, okay, hello. You know, it was like I took my glasses off and was like, okay, I'm seeing through that middle right now. Like, I see, I observed. And that was one thing that I really wanted to dive into was, what did we get to observe from point A, which is our root, to now, to where we are in our heart? Because all of this work in our lower regions, like our depths, have come to now we get to be in this higher vibration heart. Mm-hmm. And what I've got to observe, and what have you observed up to this moment, Christy?
Well, for me, I've been in, you know, the situations that I have been in. So for me, I have observed, you know, just to really stay in my heart space and to trust and to know that I am worthy of love. Mm. I am worthy of my energy, and I needed just to be able to be more observant of me. And just to be more careful, like, as far as protecting my heart, you know?
Setting, like, solid boundaries.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And know, you know, just pour out. It took a lot for me to, with the situations that I was in, mm-hmm. it took a lot for me to be like, ah. So many times I wanted to get frustrated. There were so many times I wanted to have a meltdown. There were so many times that I was just like, oh my God, like, is this really happening to me?
Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, I was just like, Christy, just stay in your heart space. Just stay in your heart space. You'll be good. You'll be good. You know, it's just like, we're going to stay in our heart space, and we're going to just pour the love that needs to be poured into kids.
Yeah.
And so I did. I poured that love and what I needed to do, and it helped me to be able to observe myself of how I was observing this, how I was pouring this love out to the kids. And then I was like, yeah, you know, it's for the kids.
Yeah.
You know, the situation that I was in, but, or that I'm, you know, but it's for the love. It's just, the challenge has came in for perfect divine timing right now for us, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, just to be able to observe everything that's been happening, like, every, you know, all of our challenges, and to be in that heart space and to be like, oh, wait. Like, there was times my heart was exploding and I was just like, why am I feeling like this? Oh. Like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm feeling this. And I'm like, no, this is what love really feels like. From the heart.
Yeah.
You know, and
that pure, raw truth of what love is. And like, that's been like our thing that we've been saying with each other, raw and true and pure. Yeah. And like, these are the things that we've been, you know, it's from that sacred space. So it is so pure.
Mm-hmm. It is, you know, just to be able to speak from my heart and be able to observe myself. And then I was like, yeah, I'm proud of you.
Doesn't it feel good to tell yourself, I'm proud of you?
Yes. Like, I felt so proud of myself because for once, you know, I could have been like, said things to where it could be more of a reality. Like it could be, I could have approached the situation differently. you know.
Like, reacted toward the situation versus, like, respond to it how you wanted to consciously respond to it.
And there was a lot of times that I was like, girl, get back in your heart space.
You better find your heart.
And I had to find my heart, you know. Like I said, every morning I got up and I would go to the park and wake up with the sun. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like, this is really happening. Let's do this.
Yeah.
You know, and so I did that. And, you know, I just, yeah.
Your park adventures have been, like, fun stories for me to bask in throughout the days, you know, when you get to tell me your park adventures and what you're doing. So I've loved that part.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. It's been quite a journey. So I'm also very grateful for you to be here with me and observing all the things that I've been going through and seeing and knowing. And I'm like, okay, I know I feel this in my heart, but now I do need that little validation. That's just how I work.
Hey, I love me some words of affirmation, girl. Of course. No, and I really want to fill you up, because being able to observe what you have done over the heart chakra week is something that, you know, when we talk about, I want you to see from the roots and observe what you've done. Like, you were being that person that you needed someone to be in your life. That's like, as children, like, we need someone to be there for us. We need someone to show us love. We need to be nurtured. All those things. We need them.
Yes.
And so, starting at the roots, I've watched you through this whole process of the things that you're going through. I watched you do exactly what you needed. Nurture, love, and pour into these kids. And for me, I got to bask in watching you do all those things. I got to observe from over here those things. And so, for me, it was like, oh, that's that ushy-gushy. That's that stuff I love. That's that stuff that's that heart.
Yeah. You know, it's that gushy-gushy love. You know, we all deserve to feel some love sometimes, you know, especially being little kids. So, yeah, you know, I know that they'll always remember.
I remember the people from my childhood that gave me love, and I remember special moments with people that did those things for me. Those are the things that kids, those are parts of the things that go into children's minds. You know that, I know that, we've been kids.
Yeah.
I get to witness you imprinting onto these children unconditional and pure true love.
Thank you.
And then setting boundaries, you know, and teaching these children really valuable lessons of love. So that's what I got to bask in observing you. I was like, okay, this is what I love to see.
Thank you. I'm just going with the flow and allowing my love to lead, you know, my heart to guide me and God's love. And I'm like, in the beginning it was really hard to be like, oh man, you know, kept going back into my ego and was like, oh, I don't want this, like, no, you know. And then I'm like, no, Christy, you gotta get back into your heart space, because this is what God's love feels like, you know.
Yeah.
What the nurture, the, yeah, like, I wish sometimes I had someone to nurture me and give me just the kind words or the loving words, or just tell me, hey, great job today, how was school today, you know, things like that. But, you know, it's okay.
Yeah, it's more than okay. Like, it's more than okay.
Yeah.
It's more than okay. It's fucking perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So for me, you know, it was just like, I come out of my solar plexus, I go into my heart, I get this huge, beautiful manifestation alignment opportunity, and then I have the opportunity to hang out with people that I love and mm-hmm. receive love, set solid boundaries, and then realize I'm coming into my throat chakra. Oh, yeah. And I think that the work I kind of did in my heart was to bask in observing what I've done over this challenge thus far, and just being like in a hammock is like the best way to describe it. It's like I'm in this hammock and a green orb, and I'm just basking in all of the thought of all the beautiful hard work we put into taking care of ourselves mm-hmm. and nurturing ourselves and blessing ourselves, and then the reward is outside and we get to see all the beauty, and the heart's just been so beautiful for me.
Yes, it's been very beautiful too for me, just because, you know, it's just I can feel it's like you can feel the heart. I can feel my heart. You know, before I couldn't feel my heart for nothing.
Yeah.
You know, now I can feel my heart, and I'm like, oh, this is what it feels like. Oh, okay.
This is what my love feels like. Yeah. Okay, okay. Oh, I see you.
So, and I just give myself a hug, and I'm like, you're doing a good job. I love you.
Yeah. You
know, I love you. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah. I went to dinner with my sister Kayla, my sweet, beautiful friend, sister. Uh-huh. And she asked Luke to say, she would ask everybody. Actually, she went around the table. Say one good thing about everybody at the table. Your favorite thing about them, or one thing that they do that's really good. And Luke said about me was, I'm a hard worker.
Aww.
I know, and I was thinking to myself, like, during this and the whole thing I'm doing with the heart and basking in that, I was just like, oh my God, like, they do see me. It's not going unnoticed, and they're seeing that hard work does pay off. So mm-hmm. it made me happy that he said that. I was like, aww. I know.
That's so sweet.
I know. And you know Brooke, she's always just like, oh, you're just loved so much, you have the biggest heart. And yeah. I love to hear words of affirmation are nice from my kids, because I often, you know, that's always been one of my things. I want to be a good mom. I want to.
But you are a good mom.
I know. Yeah, but that validation feels good. Yeah. Because, you know, my kids hate me on some days. When I say no, and when I have to set firm boundaries, and I have to be the person that makes the rules sometimes, you know. I try to, you know, for the most part, I let them make their decisions, and I hope that I have created a safe enough space for them to explore different options or different mm-hmm. routes to do things, you know. And like me and Brooke were just having a talk about school the other day about how well, they're indoctrinating you into their 9-to-5 system. So if you don't like working a 9-to-5 job and you want to do whatever you want, well, you better start figuring out how you can be your own boss, you know, be an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So, sure. You know, those are, I mean, I try to say, you know, if school is just not it for you, you got to get through it. You know, you don't like it, pick a different realm, mm-hmm. follow your heart, see where it wants to lead you. Cause your heart ain't saying get up and go to school every day.
Right.
You got a stomachache just thinking about it.
I'm like, let me adjust myself.
Right.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just sometimes school is, you know, not for everyone.
Yeah, and they're getting ready to start school and all that. So it's coming.
Yeah.
It's knocking at our door that they're starting.
Right.
Yeah. So what are some of the, you know, things you can, like, it's a ding, it happens. We're going to take a potty break on that note. So we just want to integrate our heart. We want to integrate our week, you guys. You know, you basically got to hear everything that's went on. How we just bask in this delicious heart space because it's mighty fine. It's mighty fine. That's how I feel about my heart. It feels really good right now, being in my heart, being in that gushy green. And, oh, how funny. My choice of words, they crack me up sometimes. Anyways.
I thought it was cute. Gushy
green. Gushy green.
The gushy green.
Exactly. But kind of like how we basked in our heart and what did you integrate throughout the week? And what are you looking forward to through your heart or through your throat chakra?
Well, what I integrated is, you know, to always to stay in my heart space and to be able to speak from my heart, to be able to be raw, to be able to express my feelings, to be able to express like the truth and know not to be afraid of, oh my gosh, what they're going to think about, you know, if I say this, or, you know, just use my words kindly, yeah, with love, with understanding, and that it's coming from a kind, loving space. Not, you know, from
a control space.
A control space, just a kind, raw, loving, understanding space. I mean, because I never, ever would have thought that I would be able to just fill my heart with, like, words that I will be able to express. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, you've been able to articulate differently, deep, more depth to what you're saying versus just, like, attacking.
Yes.
Yeah.
And not only that, but I've also learned, I know it's going to sound really weird, but, you know, I've
learned... It's going to sound weird to me. Guys, no, Chrissy acting like she don't know me.
But you know, I'm Hispanic, right? And right. So, like, I haven't...
Ditto.
I haven't, right. But, I mean, yeah. I mean, but, you know, like, even to be able to stand, like, in my heart space and be able to speak Spanish and be able to, like, the words were just coming to me. And I was just like, okay, like...
Okay.
Okay. You know, like... You know, I don't have a lot of people that I speak Spanish to on a daily. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, it can be forgetful, you know, like some right. words. But, you know, I'm just like, okay, like everything is coming out the way it's like words expressing. I knew how to say some of the words. It's just coming from my heart, you know. That's what I, you know, took from it. Like, I was like, and you did it in Spanish, and you still rocked it. Okay, girl. Like,
okay.
Just sitting in my heart space and be able, I'm just, I can't wait for our throat chakra, though, because now I'm really going to, like, speak and know that, you know, it's coming from a loving space, and that's how it's everything that comes out of, it's coming from my heart. So if I'm going to sit here and have a conversation, no, it's going to be from my heart.
You know? Yeah, you're standing in your power, like your heart is your power. Mm-hmm. You're standing in your power and speaking your truth. Mm-hmm. So that's what you have to look forward to next week is speaking your truth from your heart.
Yes.
Rather than speaking your truth from resentment or guilt. Yes.
So I'm really looking forward to our throat and for the end of this challenge to see
where are we going to be.
I have a feeling there's more going to be coming and I'm just so super excited for it. So yeah,
I can't wait. I'm really excited as well. I have integrated so much of my shadow that I'm like, it's hard to feel like there's anything. I mean, there's always going to be work, I guess you can say, to be done or whatever. Right. But
healing, it comes in different layers.
It's an onion. But like it's right onion, now, yeah. like I'm basking in being able to use my voice from my heart for people mm-hmm. to receive me how I feel.
Yeah.
And because I've went through and done this challenge with you, and I'm walking into my throat chakra, truly feeling like that's where I'm coming from, is from my heart. I mm-hmm. feel like I can feel the like it's like true. All oh, yeah, yeah. That's, yeah, and I feel it, and it's like it's like aligning. It's the bag. It's the way I had to express it, you know. But it's alignment. It's coming into this reality that I'm creating. I am the creatrix of my reality, and mm-hmm. I know that now, and I feel it now. Mm-hmm. I've observed it through this challenge now, because I've consciously done something and had a partner that was accountable. You know, we've held each other accountable this whole time. You know, like, I know we don't want to do this right now, and I know we want to go here, and I know we want to think this way, I know we want to do this. But as we've progressed and got to the heart, going into our throat, I'm so happy. Like, mm-hmm. I'm overjoyed because I know where I'm coming from now.
Right.
I've sat with my shadow, and it's bright there now. Mm-hmm. So at this moment, I get to experience what it will be like to speak from my heart, to speak yeah. my heart, because now I'm consciously aware of it because of this challenge. So I feel overwhelmed, to say the least, to be doing this right now. Mm-hmm. I look forward to next week. I look forward to the podcast yeah. when we get to indulge in our voice, how we've used our voice. I'm very excited, Christy.
I'm very excited too.
We really know some cool's coming.
Yeah,
I'm
really excited.
Me too. We are so excited that you all joined us for this as well, because I've got to talk to a few people that really that have been following the challenge.
Yes.
And it's really refreshing. You know, we got to just, you know, we get to talk to people, and they're listening, and they're, oh, you know, we're really excited to hear next week. And that means a lot to me.
It really does.
You know, it's like, oh, we love that you're watching or you're listening to this journey, and you get to hang out with us and listen to what we have to say. And we're all on this journey together. That's what's the coolest thing for me, is that we're sharing things that we go through. We're just trying to get you to remember who you are, and that you are the creators of your own reality, and do what you love. Follow your heart, you know?
Yes, follow your heart.
Follow your heart. And, you know, me and Christy have spent the week really following our heart, and we had these really cool thoughts that came through, and we have this really cool plan that we are going to go through with. And the more we work on it, the more we are going to share good news with you guys. But all in the future. We're going to move a little in silence for now. But when the meat and potatoes come, we'll share what's on the dinner plate.
Yes, we will.
Thank you all for joining us. We really, really look forward to speaking from our throat chakras next week. So, Christy, say goodbye to the ladies and gentlemen.
Goodbye. Thank you for listening.
Adios. Bye.
Immerse yourself in the healing vibrations of sound as we indulge in a mesmerizing sound bath experience. Feel the harmonious frequencies resonate through your being, restoring balance and harmony to your chakra system. To enhance the purification process, we will engage in a sacred Reiki smudging ceremony, releasing stagnant energy and inviting in positive intentions and fresh beginnings. Please join Christy and Holly for this empowering and transformative experience.
aligning your energy and setting the stage for the vibrant energies of the new moon. Embrace the opportunity to let go, recharge, and manifest your desires under the nurturing glow of the moonlight. Make sure to bring your favorite crystals to cleanse and activate.
Please join us at Walker Wellness at 1219 North Broadway in Moore, Oklahoma, 73160.
It will be held August 17th at 7 p.m.
That is a Thursday. Yeah. We hope to see you all there.